Well, here we are, another Sunday hour. I hope you're enjoying your time listening. I hope you're enjoying the music that is blessing you, that the devotionals and prayers are reaching you where you are spiritually. And I hope our lesson today will touch on something that you find useful and necessary in your daily walk. We started last week, chapter 2, of the book of Ephesians. As chapter 2 opens, it says, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and the rulers of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient." And we talked last week specifically about what a great rejoicing we have in that we were dead in our transgressions and sins, but we are no longer dead in our transgressions and sins. Why? Because of the work of Christ on our behalf. At the same time, this week, I want to focus on another lesson in these few verses as we open this section. Verse 2, "In which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient." There is a distinct implication that those who are in Christ are no longer those who follow the spirit of the air, no longer those who are enslaved to sin, no longer those who cannot choose to behave, but instead find themselves submitting to their own flesh and their own desires. It implies, in fact, that we used to live that way, but we no longer need to live that way. We no longer are expected or anticipated to live that way. What I find oftentimes in my own world is that I struggle with sin issues, regardless of what they might be, anger, lust, greed, anything that is born out of my selfish desires rather than my desire to please Christ or please God. And I find that those struggles are very real, and they're very constant. And sometimes we get tired. There was a famous football coach, Vince Lombardi, who was an American football coach, and once said, "Fatigue makes cowards of us all." And it's true, isn't it, that when we struggle and struggle and struggle with the same sins, we then begin somehow to excuse those sins in our lives. We just shrug our shoulders and say, "I'll never overcome it. I'll never get beyond it." And so we continue to live our lives, and there's no real distinction between those who are obedient to Christ and those who are disobedient, those who are living, trusting the spirit of the air, whom we know is Satan. Christians should be distinctly different, and we're just not always distinctly different. We are forgiven. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin. So even though we struggle, we can still find forgiveness. We can't do it on our own. But in our attitude, there should always be a commitment to trying to do what is right and righteous in the eyes of the Lord. If I'm angry at a friend, I can't just say, "Well, you know, I've always had anger issues." No. It makes it plain in Romans chapter 6 that I am no longer a slave to sin, that I died with Christ, I entered into His death, and I entered into His resurrection, so that I may lead a new life. But I still have to struggle with my human nature and discipline myself to do the right things. This week, as we read these verses. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live. Let's take a look at our lives. And if we're tolerating sins that we know are things that should be in our past, let us then in Christ find the strength through the Holy Spirit to renew our efforts, renew our mind, and live in such a way that we reflect the grace and the love that Christ has shown us. Have a great Sunday.